be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Judas had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment: love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I also saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. The wedding feast of the Lamb is the main theme of this book of Revelation. And John was able to write down what seemed terrifying, strange, or very unusual revelations and visions. And many of us dread reading the book of Revelation because it sounds so confusing. But we have been, in our adult Bible study classes on Mondays, been reading the book of Revelation and hearing a professor speak to us about what this whole book is about. And what it appears to be is the consummation of the world, the full final vindication of those who are faithful, and the establishment of God's kingdom here on earth. Because when he created human beings, he created the men and women, male and female, and he destined them for eternity with him. He destined them to be his children. He destined them, yes, even to be his friends. Jesus, when he's talking to his disciples, speaks of love, but it's not the kind of love that most of us have for our friends. Our friends we think of in a friendly manner, and we say hello and how are you today, and we might have true affection for them. But Jesus is talking about a love which is greater than this. Jesus is talking about the love that he has for the Father, and that the Father has for the Son, and that the Son shows to the Father by being obedient to his will, even to death on the cross. For the love that Jesus calls us, that agapato in Greek, is not just any old love. It's self-sacrificing love. It's the kind of self-sacrifice that Jesus accomplished for us when he went obediently to his death on the cross. All of this ties together: sacrifice, bridal chamber, New Jerusalem coming down from heaven, holy sacrifice of the Mass. For when we come together as a group of Christians, we offer bread and we offer wine, and we participate in his body and blood, not by getting it, but by becoming it. For if we really expect to live eternally in the kingdom of the Father, we can't expect to do it with the baggage that we carry along with ourselves. We have so much baggage, and we call that baggage sin. God doesn't just magically wipe out our sins and say, "Hey, we forget about everything. It doesn't matter. There's no transformation in you." God, when he came and was incarnate in Jesus, told us to follow him, to repent of our sins, and to trust in him. And that's what we need to do each and every day. We need to listen to his voice, follow wherever he leads us, ask us for his help to be better people, better men, better women, and to trust and have confidence in him who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We didn't hear this morning in this book of Revelation all those awful signs of opening of chapters of books and all the burning fire and all the plagues. But in a vivid way, in a dramatic way, the book of Revelation reveals how God is sifting out good and evil. Does evil have any part of the kingdom of heaven? No. The all-pure God, the perfect God, the only good, cannot abide evil. And it's not because he's nasty, but because he, by his nature, can barely see it. It's so unlike him that it's a horror. And it should be a horror to us. Each time we fail to enter into God's will and we turn our backs and go our own way, we see that horror, we enter into that horror. And what saves us from that horror? Rather, who saves us? Repent. Turn around. Come back to me. Come to me. I will refresh you. God, each and every day, gives us the capacity as human beings in his divine image and likeness to receive just a little bit of himself. And we call that grace. The grace of the Holy Spirit is God in reality entering into us a little bit, but he doesn't do it against our will. Remember, he asks us to conform our will to his, but he's not going to make us his slaves. He is making us free children of his by adoption. That is why we follow Jesus, because he gives us the best example. That's why we ask the saints for their prayers and help. They give us the best example. We follow in the path of saints, prophets, many holy people. We've all met them. We could be them too. Sometimes when we speak to our friends and neighbors, sometimes when we speak to our children or grandchildren, we are speaking in the person of Christ to them because we are teaching them his way, his truth, and his life. Sometimes I hear people say, well, you know, the earth is going to hell in a handbag, you know. Everything is so awful out there, we can hardly stand it. Well, God doesn't feel that way about us, and he doesn't feel that way about the world. Jesus tells us, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to the end that all who believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And there is the crux of it, everlasting life. An eternity with God. Each time we do that one little good deed, that one kind thing, that one thing that is selfless and not selfish, the one time that little thing, add that to a million other little things done by all of our good Catholic friends and neighbors, all of our good Christian friends and neighbors, all the good Jews, all the good people throughout the world, all the good that is done before the Creator and Redeemer of this world means something. It means something. We don't have to give in to despair. We don't have to give in to discouragement. Sure, we have our problems. We know them. We have families that have problems. We sure know them. But we can join into God's family and join into the way of God. I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. self-giving, so you also should love one another, self-giving. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Today, as we come to this holy table, to this holy sacrifice of the Mass, and as we participate and receive the body and blood of Christ, know that this is the bread that came down from heaven. The heavenly Jerusalem is descending even this day upon this altar where the bridal feast is begun. Blessed are those who come to the supper of the Lamb. We are coming to his supper. We are coming to his feast, to his banquet. Recognize him. Go then and love one another.